Welcome. Today we're discussing an interesting content about a revolutionary approach to software engineering using AI. Let's dive in.
I'm so curious about this compounding engineering concept. What exactly does it mean?
Well,
it's about using AI, not just for coding, but for everything. Research, workflows, even generating those tedious documentation files. It's like building a machine that builds more machines, accelerating the entire process.
Exactly. And a key tool in this process is Claude Code, an AI coding agent from Anthropic. Think of it as a super-powered coding assistant right in your terminal.
I see. Interesting. A terminal-based tool. Is that user-friendly?
Surprisingly so. It's actually simpler than traditional coding environments because it's just a text box where you type your commands. But it has access to your computer, can search the web, and integrate with tools like GitHub. Imagine asking, "What did we ship last week?" And it automatically generates a summary from your Git log.
Wow, that's incredible. But how does this differ from other AI coding tools like Cursor or GitHub Copilot?
Think of it as a simplification by a factor of 10. It takes the agentic coding capabilities of these tools and makes them incredibly accessible. You simply speak your feature request into Claude Code. It does the research, generates a detailed document, and creates a GitHub issue. Just like that.
That sounds amazing. Almost too good to be true. But are there any downsides to this approach? What about quality control?
Well, one thing is, while the AI does the heavy lifting, human review is still crucial. We create detailed research documents using a custom prompt in Claude Code. Think of it as a prompt that builds other prompts. This document outlines the problem, solution, requirements, even implementation steps. We review this carefully before the AI starts coding.
Got it. So the key is to fix problems at the earliest stage possible, before they snowball into bigger issues during implementation, right?
Exactly. It's also crucial to rigorously test the AI's work. Traditional practices like writing unit tests and even just manually clicking through the app are still important. We even use AI to write the tests.
That makes sense. You're leveraging the AI for maximum efficiency, but not blindly trusting it. So, what's your overall workflow like? How many of these AI agents do you have running at once?
We often have multiple agents working in parallel on different tasks. We use Claude Code for research and general coding, Friday for UI tasks, Charlie for code reviews. It's like having a team of specialized AI developers.
So you're not just using one AI tool, but an entire ecosystem of them. Fascinating.
Absolutely. And this approach even extends to collaborating with human experts. We recently had an infrastructure expert join us for a consultation, recorded the conversation, fed it to Claude Code, and it generated detailed issues in minutes. The expert was blown away.
This is truly revolutionary. I'm so excited about the potential of compounding engineering. Any final thoughts for our listeners?
Just try Claude Code. Even if you're not a programmer, it's surprisingly accessible. And keep an eye on tools like AMP, which are also pushing the boundaries of AI-powered development. It's an exciting time to be a software engineer. And that's all for today, folks. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next time.
Goodbye.